John 20. I'm going to say it one more time. It's good to be saved, ain't it?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right. John chapter number 20. I won't ask you to stand this morning, but I will ask you to turn to John 20. We're going to read a few verses, starting in verse number 19. It's very familiar scripture this morning. And we'll read the scriptures and then we'll pray. Verse 19 says, "Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Will you pray with us and for us this morning? Father, we love you. Thank you for allowing us to come here one more time, God, without persecution. Father, we feel liberty in here this morning, Lord, to sing, to pray, and to preach this morning, God. And I pray that you just meet with us. We feel like you're here, God. And we pray, God, that you'd be in the preaching hour. Would you touch each heart? Would you meet the need? God, I pray that you'd breathe on the preacher this morning, God, and let your message be preached. God, let me be an empty vessel, Father. And I pray, God, with your touch, with your power, and with your passion, God, we'll preach a message, Father, that will be a help to each and every one of us. Forgive us of our many sins, mistakes, failures, and shortcomings. God, thank you for that march up Calvary's Hill. And Lord, we pray if there's one here today, Lord, and know not thee in their free pardon of sin. Lord, that know not that they could not say that I'm saved when we sang it a while ago. Father, let this be the day that you draw them in and save them, for it be forever too late. Father, we'll thank you for all you do, Lord, and we'll just raise our hands and give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' sweet, precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Wonderful text this morning. As we talk about Jesus meeting with the disciples, they come together to have church. But our text here this morning is going to focus a little bit on Thomas. Right? If you read your Bible for a little while, it teaches you about Thomas. They call him Old Doubting Thomas. Anybody ever heard that? They got to say that a lot, Old Doubting Thomas, right? He was not there. But you know, I've read my Bible a little bit, and I'm not so sure that I've called him Doubting Thomas. If you read your Bible in chapter number 11, verse 16, I believe it is, it tells us that the same Thomas was willing to die. Flip over a few more pages to chapter number 14 and verse 3, Thomas was willing to depart. And even though we see here that he denied, I'm not so sure he was doubting as they said he was. And by the way, Jesus never called Thomas doubting Thomas. Thomas just said, you know what, boys, I'm going to go back and take everything you said that you learned. I want to experience the risen Savior for myself.
Amen.
Don't always go off everybody everybody says to you about Jesus and everything. You need to experience Jesus for yourself. You need to be able to feel this touch. You need to be able to feel that other wind blowing from another country. You need to know what it's like when Jesus comes by your way. Thomas, you had questions. Brother Merle, it ain't wrong for us to have questions. But you know what we do see in this text? And even though Thomas had questions, I believe he knew that Jesus was the answer. He knew that today. But Thomas missed out on some things. What do you say? Preacher, Thomas was with him when they gathered in the upper room to have a little church. Thomas wasn't there. And I'd like to talk to you this morning for just a little while about some things you will miss when you miss church. Come on now, be quiet now. I know you probably say, well, are you preaching us the ones that ain't there? Well, I'm preaching the message God gave this morning. Hopefully they'll hear it online.
Amen.
But I'm telling you, you miss some things when you ain't in church. What did Thomas miss? I'll tell you what Thomas missed.
manifest himself there.
He's being of jobs.
He don't always manifest himself to jobs.
What I'm saying is that Jesus' presence can be everywhere. What about when you're in church and Jesus decides to sit over in you?
Amen.
You miss that when you're in church. What about the times when you feel convicted or you're thankful, you're glad, you've got something to pray about, you want to come down here to this altar, and you can lay at Jesus' feet, ain't you glad that Jesus will meet you down there at the altar and you got to be down there by yourself? Might not nobody else come and pray with you, but I'm here to tell you this morning, if you make your way to an altar, I know one that will be down here at the altar. And that's the one that's going to happen this morning.
Amen.
Hey, what's going to happen this morning? We can pray for each other. I can give you words of encouragement. I can give you some advice. But sooner or later, where I am, Jesus will pick up and he will go with you into the end of the world. He'll give you more than your preacher can give you. He'll give you more than mom and daddy can give you. He'll give you more than your best friends will give you. Jesus is what we need, and we need his presence in church. We need to be church. It's important to be church.
Amen.
I depend on church. I need church. I love being in church.
Amen.
I love to come to church to see you. I love to come to church to hear your testimony. I love to hear about your weakness you had. I love seeing every one of these faces when you come through the door. Put a smile on the face. I love everyone in this room. I'm glad to see you. But I like it when he comes by.
Amen.
Ain't it something when you start singing? That's why I try to hold on to them old hymns. I love them old hymns. You start singing them, and it's like you just feel Jesus coming in through there. I love that. Amazing Grace is one of my favorite songs.
Amen.
And there's a lot of them in there I love. I love the ones that God Tim led us on this morning. I love to be a glory man anyway. I know that he's the rock of ages. I understand that he's everything I need if I can just trust in him. Simply take me back to work. Just trust him. We need his presence, and I'm here to tell you that I love it when Jesus manifests himself in the church house. I love that. I want to be where the Lord's at. But I'm here to tell you that I've been in some places I don't know if the Lord's going to come with me. I've been around some people and had some conversations I'm not so sure the Lord will be a part of it. Then I go when I've gone away from God. I want to be where the Lord's at, because where the Lord's at is where the blessings of the Lord is.
Amen.
And I need his blessings today. We're just talking about the rain. Some people think that's all gloomy. They say, my day's ruined. I can't do nothing. Why can't you? You know what? Sometimes it'd be good just to go out there and stand in the rain and know the presence of the Lord. Ain't nobody doing that. I promise you, you ain't doing that. Get out there in there and feel the blessings of the Lord. Let the rain come down on you. Let me tell you one of the best things I can remember when I was a little kid. Me and my cousins, we love to get out there in the rain and just stand out there in it. And then when it quit raining, you know what we do? Those blessings of the Lord just come down there. We walk down the side of the road and we would stop puddles all the way through there and have a good time. Have a good time! I love when the Lord shows up. And I believe even then, when I was a little bitty young boy, that the Lord was with me then. I believe that, just like he is today. I need the Lord! And when I come to church, I want to feel the Lord. I want him to be with you. There's a lot of places that's trying to gather. Jesus ain't there. They don't want to worship. They don't want to have conviction. They don't want to preach on sin. They don't want to preach on our wrongdoings. I want to know what I've done wrong so I can get it right. I want to be told where I've messed up. And you know what? If we ever get to the place where we don't want to be told about our sins, you know what's wrong with us? We're full of pride. That's what's wrong with us. I don't want nobody to know my sins. I'm not telling nobody to stand up here and testify of all your sins. I go first and you wouldn't have no time because I take all day just telling my sins.
Amen.
But I know this, if I'll confess them, the Lord will forgive me. And if I'll repent of them, I'll be back in close fellowship with God. That's what I need. His presence when he comes around. Not only his presence, look in verse number 20 and 21. Excuse me, 19 and 20. He gave one word on two different verses there. Couldn't say voices, verses there. One word in two voices, not in two verses. You know what Thomas missed? He missed the coming of the Lord, but you know what he also missed? He missed the comfort of the Lord. Two times in those verses, Jesus said, peace be unto you. Do you know what it's like for Jesus to come and speak peace into a troubled heart? Something you worry about,
anxiety gets his peace and helps me get through my day. Peace that helps me get through my night. There's been things I've worried about and I've laid in the bed and tossed and turned and thought about. Problems, issues, how am I going to handle this? What am I going to do? What do we need to do here? And when I've learned to just pray and give it to the Lord, it's like I've got it. What is it that you've got preachers all over the place that tell you, here's what you do to hurt and get out of your souls. Here's what you do to hurt and get out of your crops. Here's what you do to hurt and get out of that. Do you know what it is? My Bible tells me he's a little bit
about
it.
That's right.
My Bible tells me that you know what? That valley's where he is. David said, no, I'll go to the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. He's going to be in that valley. I would hate for you to rush out of your valley before Jesus gets a chance to come and speak peace to you on that valley. I would hate for you to get out of your problem before you realize that Jesus is the solution to your problem.
Right.
And you know what it's like this morning to just have peace in your heart. There's a whole lot of trouble out there. There's a whole lot of evil out there, weakness out there. We talk about this many times. You can't go on the news. You can't even hardly open apps on your phone without all the trouble and chaos and everything that's going on. But I'll tell you this, my Bible told me this was going to happen, but God's going to deal with it.
Amen.
He marked it down. God's going to deal with it. Better. And I'm afraid some people that think they're on the right side, not being on the wrong side of the side. Some people say, oh, this ain't bad, this ain't bad. You better research what you stand for. I research mine. That's why I say it on this King James Bible. I know that it's true. I know that it's the final authority. That's why I say it on it. I'm willing to die for it. Because I know it's true. It's true. But some people over here say, well, this organization right here ain't bad. This movement over here ain't bad. You better look what they stand for. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not standing for nothing that stands for killing babies and things like that. You can find me standing for that mess. The way they glorify homosexuality and things like that. I want them to get saved. I want them to live that life. I want them to know what it's like to come to Jesus. I want them to know what church will do for you. Do you remember the times when God has come into your heart and you just had everything going wrong? You come to church and God has just breathed on you and helped you with what you need and you feel better later than you ever did.
That's right.
What God did.
Amen.
Thomas missed the comfort of the Lord when he was not in church. He was probably at that time he could have been looking for something else out there to comfort. And why would we look for everything else when we only need to find Jesus?
Right.
That's who's going to comfort us. You remember when you were sick? I remember when I was a little boy and I was sick and I always wanted my mom. I wanted my mom. I knew if my mom would just hug me or hold me, everything would be alright. There's going to come a day that the Lord's going to take my mom. And even now, there ain't nothing like a hug from my mom. I love when my mom hugs me. I do. I love hugging my wife, hugging my kids, but I love when my mom hugs me.
Amen.
But let me tell you something. As much as my mom loves me, she don't love me as much as Jesus loves me. My mama can't comfort me the way Jesus can comfort me. I believe she tried. She can't. That's why we need to come to the Lord this morning. Don't miss church or you will miss the comfort of the Lord. Comfort of the Lord. What else did Thomas miss? Not only the coming and the comfort, but you know what he also missed? He missed the confirmation. Look at verse, I believe it's verse 20. Verse 20. And when he had said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. What about that? And when he said to them, and when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. He showed them. Let me tell you something this morning. I know the crowd out there don't believe it, but Jesus is real today.
Amen.
I know this crowd don't believe it out there in this world, but church is real today. They're trying to tell you that it ain't essential. Church is essential today. I don't care what anybody says. Church is essential. I need church.
Amen.
It's real today. It helps me today. And let me tell you something today. You know why you need to be in church? Because Jesus will show you some things in church that you won't see nowhere else.
That's right. Amen.
He'll show you some things. He showed them his hands and he showed them his side. He showed them some things that helped. cheerfulness today. What did the Bible say right there? And when after he showed them his hands and his side, it says in verse 20, then were the disciples glad when they saw Jesus. I'm happy to come to church. But again, they don't smile while you say it. That's true. You ought to smile while you say it. You ought to smile while you testify. You ought to be smiling when you're praying.
Amen.
Even when you're heartbroken, you still start smiling about the same Jesus. You ought to smile while the preach is going on. What if you preach to me? You sure ought to smile about it. Helps me. Make sure you smile when I come your way. Hit your eye. Just smile. I appreciate that. The comfort. The cheerfulness. The confirmation. He showed them some things. I'm glad when God would use preachers to show me some things. I've been able to be in some good meetings where the Lord's just showed up. And Brother Danny, man, there's things I've had questions about that I didn't quite understand. And you might come to church and I'm even have people tell me, and so and so tell you what was going on. No, but Jesus knew my problems. He knew what I needed, and he showed me what I needed. You ain't got to tell everybody your problems. Just tell him your problems.
Amen.
You don't have to tell everybody you need help. Just tell him you need help. And you'll tell everybody what you need help. Just tell Jesus. The cheerfulness. Confirmation. Let me give you one more. We're moving along these fast, but you know what? They're good this morning. You know what else he also is? Courage. Courage of the Lord. Look what it says in verse 21 through 23. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. Well, that's the mission of the church, is it not? Come to Jesus and then go tell others about it. Then he says, and when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Now let me get on verse 23 and I'll come back because I don't want to be confused. Verse 23. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted to them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. Act on me if these disciples were able to forgive sins. So let's make sure, let's get that out open. I don't want nobody confused. Only God can forgive sins. But what he's saying right there is he is giving them the authority to declare what God said. When you accept Jesus or you reject Jesus, he gives them the authority to declare it. They cannot forgive sins. Anybody that will tell you they can forgive sins is lying to you.
God.
Only God can forgive sins. We can forgive each other. Of shame, things we've said, things we've done. We can forgive each other. And by the way, we are forgiving each other. Because you know why? Because ain't none of us perfect neither. We mess up too.
Right.
So at the same time, when somebody asks us for forgiveness, we ought to forgive them. And the Bible teaches us if we ain't going to forgive one another, how do we expect God to forgive us?
Right.
Forgiveness. And by the way, let me help you here. Forgiveness ain't for the other person. Forgiveness is what helps you. It's what helps you get on. You'll never find nowhere in your Bible that somebody hung on to bitterness and it helped them. It always eats them up. You'll even find where people die from the Bible. They die from it. What bitterness would they eat you up? By the way, these people need courage, right? Bible says they was up in the upper room. For fear they were scared up there. They needed courage of the Lord when he comes up and gave peace to them. He said, I need you to have some strength here. I need you to have some courage here. And you know what it says? He breathed on them. I love that.
Amen.
Breathing. Your mom, your grandma might have told you what all this evidence of the Holy Ghost is. Can you tell me what the Bible says evidence of the Holy Ghost is? Boldness is what evidence of the Holy Ghost is. That's what Jesus gave them. They were up there scared to death while they were meeting at church. But I want to say this. I'm glad they was meeting at church. They might have been scared, but they still showed up. They were still there. They were still meeting. And Jesus said, let me bring on you boys and let me give you some boldness. Acts chapter 2 talks about that. Remember when Peter received the Holy Ghost, he stood up and preached to receive that he just killed Jesus. You think they were going to kill him too? When you can feel the Holy Ghost, you'll be able to stand with boldness and tell somebody about Jesus.
Amen.
Courage of the Lord. When Jesus breathes on us, Some of you will remember, but I'm going to say it was probably 5-6 years ago. And on Sunday night, I preached the very first message. And I went back there and I talked to Brother Kern. One thing I always appreciated about him is he said, "You know what?" He said, "Don't you be me." He said, "You be me."
Right.
God didn't call you to be me. He said, "God didn't call you to be Curtis Sinker. He called you to be John Sinker."
Right.
He said, "I'm going to tell you something." He said, "Just be passionate about what you preach. And just let God's power come out of what you preach." And then you know what else he told me? He said, "I don't want to preach it now." So he said, "Find you something, that's what you'll do." I said, "Yes, sir." That Sunday night come, and we was talking, he's trying to help me. He said, "You have a thought?" I said, "Yes, sir. Revelation 14, verse 6. I said, "That's my thought. That's what God's doing." But that angel flying in heaven, he had an everlasting gospel. I said, "All right." He said, "I'm praying for you." And I knew he was. I knew he was praying for me. Feeling this prayer. I got up there, and I'm going to tell you something. I got up there, and I was so scared. And I'm still scared. I hate standing in front of people. Y'all might think I'm not, but I try to get his eye. And you might say, "Well, you don't look like you're sweating." Well, you ought to see my back. Something. I get so nervous. And I didn't know if I was going to cry when I got up there. I didn't know if I was going to throw up when I got up there. I was scared to death when I got up there. I couldn't even hardly talk at first. And I'm going to tell you what I'm saying. I was standing right up here Sunday night. And I didn't know what I was going to do. I paused for a few minutes. And I just remember that I looked up. And I don't know what it looks like to you, but it did that day. I looked up that first chandelier in the shadow of it. And it looked like wings up there. And the second one looked like wings back there. And the third one looked like wings back there. And I felt like there was angels all around me. And I'm telling you, when I started reading my Bible, the courage of the Lord would come upon me, that fear is something I'm feeling. Sometimes you ought to just step out in faith and do something for God and watch God give you some courage that you never had.
Amen.
I'll never forget that. What God did for me that night. And He helped me. That doesn't mean I know what I'm doing, but I tell you what I will do. I know I'm going to be obedient to where He wants me to be.
Right.
Whatever it is. I worked at Target. I used to work with this guy. He moved away. And he told me this story. His brother was doing some missionary work. And he was down there in Mexico. And he was walking the streets. And the Lord told him to go witness to this crowd of boys. They didn't have on suits and they didn't have on shoes, didn't like this from church. You know what it was? They were part of the cartel, that's what it was. And the Lord said, "Go witness to them." He said he was scared. He was nervous. "I'm not going to laugh about it and talk about it. I'm the same way. I don't even know about it even when."
Right.
A lot of times we're quick to judge somebody. "Well, this is what I do, and that's what I do." You don't know what you do to get somebody else's shoes. I don't. Well, I try to be careful. My pastor always said, "You know what? Everybody says they know how to handle a bear until it's their time to get hold of it." It's true. And he went in there and he was scared. He was nervous. He didn't know what was going to happen. Hey, there's people that have cut your head off if they don't like you in some of these other countries. We're living in a blessed country. I know a lot of people don't like the country they were living in, but I'm here to tell you we're in a blessed country. And if people don't like our country, they'll get out of it.
That's right.
Going on. praise the Lord, witness to these other boys. And he said, I'm scared, God. And he said, I got around them. And he said, they started circling around me. And he said, I didn't know what they was going to do. I didn't know if I was going to die. I didn't know if they was going to beat me up, kill me, what they was going to do. But he said, I started talking to them about the Lord. And he said, I'm sitting here telling you right now. He said, when he started talking to them about the Lord, he said that fear went away, that boldness come in. And he said, it was like Jesus was standing right beside him. And he had no fear of what they did. And he talked to them about the Lord. Now, did any of them come to the Lord? I don't believe they did. I don't remember they did. He told me that. I'm pretty sure I remember he said it. But I do know this. My Bible says that God's Word will not come back in vain.
Right.
It won't. Maybe something you do for somebody today, the way you witness somebody today, the way you testify for somebody today, the way you encourage somebody today, might not do something today, but you never know of what it might do tomorrow or another day. How God might put that on their heart. Yeah. And they don't remember. Thomas listened to things at church. When you're not at church, you'll miss things. You'll miss his coming. You'll miss his comfort. You'll miss his confirmation. He shows you things. But you know what? You'll miss the courage that you need. He said, he sent them out. And that's what we are to do. Everybody that's saved is called into the ministry to help people. A lot of people say that backwards and confused. They think, God didn't call me to preach. Maybe God didn't call me to preach. But God calls us all into the ministry to tell people about Him. I don't know how to talk to you. We've never prayed about it. I don't know enough. Bob says, any man like wisdom, they mess with God. We can come up with all excuses, but that Bible will make your excuses, and they'll make my excuses too.
Amen.
God's more than enough for the world for what I need in my life. He's more than enough. But you know what Thomas did find? When you come to church, let's look at your Bible. And I'm closing. Verse 26 and verse 27. And after 8 days again, his disciples were with him, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, with the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger. Behold my hands. Reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. You know what the Bible teaches us right there? That when Thomas did come to church, it says that Jesus walked past all the other disciples and came to them. Walked past all them to come to Thomas. He said, Thomas, I know you've got some questions. He said to come. He said, I'm here, Thomas, to meet your need. Bible says, Thomas said, you believe in this in the way. Touch him. Put his hands into his side. He said, I believe. Jesus knew what Thomas needed. Jesus met Thomas' need, and he'll meet your need today, whatever it is. He'd come to Thomas when he come to church and met his need. He just needed to believe. In chapter 21, it tells us in those few verses that Thomas was still in church with others. Sometimes we just have to doubt some things before we learn to believe some things. So not only did Thomas miss some things in church, let me tell you what Thomas did got when he come back to church. Thomas got consoled. Jesus said, come on. Jesus said, come feel. Come touch. Come know what it's like to be with me. He said, come. Come. Reach out your hands. What do you need today? Jesus can meet your need today. As we all stand together, it's just the same. If you need to come pray, you come pray this morning. These altars are open. Maybe you've got questions about some things. Maybe you're looking for answers this morning. He will meet your need. He'll give you an opportunity. What is it that you need this morning?
Up all the bad that you've done in your life. But I'm glad Jesus is the good in my life. He's the best thing about me. Thank you for being here this morning. Hope you got some help this morning. Come back tonight if you're able to. 6 o'clock for service. Come back for it. If you can't come back tonight at 6, come back Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Tonight at 6, Wednesday night at 7. Have a good day. Please be careful out in the rain. Don't forget the offering plates are at the back. You can drop off your tithes and offerings back there. We appreciate that. Also, if you want to come and paint this week, we need help painting. You got off day, you got some time. Look, we're not asking you to put in an 8 or 10 hour shift, but if you want to come and help for a couple hours, we can sure use it. There's painting, there's caulking, there's things like that that need to be done, and we could use the help. Get with Nicole or Tommy and Bonnie. They appear almost every day. So get with them. They'll come up here, meet you up here, and they've been doing a lot of work. Thank you for all those that have put forth effort and helping us, for we've worked some long days. There is blood, sweat, and actual tears in that fellowship hall being put together right there, I promise you. So come back next Saturday. We're going to work Saturday and try to, hopefully, I hope we can get the whole floor laid in that big room. We're going to see what we can do. So if you're able to help out with that, lay floor, you might say, well, I don't know how to do nothing. Hey, if you know how to hand somebody boards, you're able to help. So don't let the devil give you an excuse. We can sure use the help. Come back Saturday if you can. I'll get you a time on that by the end of the week. I'll try to post it, call it, or if you don't know, call me or text me, and if you can, we can sure use your help. We want to get that finished up. Don't forget our revival coming up in just a few weeks, the 26th through the 29th. Brother Mark Cooper will be here Sunday night, 6 o'clock, Miss Macy doing the music, and him preaching Monday night at 7, and then Tuesday night, Brother Carrie and Eli will be here preaching and doing the music. 7 o'clock, and of course Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, Brother Brian Bridges and his whole church is coming over from Sunrise. They're going to do the music and he's going to preach. So be praying for that. I expect the Lord to do great things there. It's going to be a meeting, I promise you. So come on back. Come on back tonight if you're able to. Anything on your heart before we dismiss?
We've got several prayer requests. Some of the Turner family.
Yes.
And renew for Grace. My granddaughter is having surgery for the third time this Thursday. Mm-hmm. Also, my daughter Polly is expecting results on an MRI that she had last week. And Johnny, have an unspoken request for Johnny.
Let's pray for them. Pray for each other. Check on each other. Love each other. Also, if you got somebody that can use a card, if they're out of church, sick, just whatever the need might be, get Miss Dolores the name and the address, and she'll be happy to send that out. It's a wonderful ministry that the Lord has put on the heart of Miss Dolores, and I appreciate it very much. All right. Please be careful. Come back tonight if you can. Come back Wednesday night if you can. I love every one of you. If you need us, call us. All hearts and minds clear. Brother Roger Freeman, will you dismiss us, please, sir? Yes.
This message, Lord, just ask you to bless everybody as they make their way home, Lord, and just be